Welcome to Land Yapa News, feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Well, for those diagnosed with cancer, a host of concerns are immediately felt. The Cancer Foundation League seeks to help those individuals with services in our area. The organization hosts a benefit coming up tomorrow night. Johnette Sellers is president of the Cancer Foundation League and joins me for a preview. Johnette, welcome to Land Yap.
Well, thank you so much for the opportunity.
Lots of great things are going on, and a big event, the annual gala.
Big event tomorrow night. Yes, this is our 2014 edition of the primary fundraiser for the Cancer Foundation League. This year's event is Escape to the Alps, and Bob, isn't this some perfect weather for an alpine event?
It is. It just kind of coincides. Well, tell us a little bit more about this year's theme. I guess the West Monroe Convention Center is going to be decorated.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Right now, as I speak, ladies are going and they're putting Edelweiss and snowy trees throughout the venue. We're going white. No surprise is our theme. And so we're kind of having a whiteout right now at the West Monroe Convention Center. The event is going to start at 7 tomorrow night. The attire is cocktail, semi-formal, just really whatever you want. But this is our big fundraising event for the year. We feature the band Almost Famous from Memphis, and we're just so excited to have them in our area. We have live auctions, silent auctions, and a collection of things that we call revenue enhancers. What that is, it's just an opportunity for the guests to come and to be shareholders and to invest with us in trying to help cancer patients. We have Blizzard and Bling. We have champagne and diamonds. We have mystery boxes where for $10 you just get to see what you have. And I'll tell you, every box has a little something in it. Some of them have big somethings. Now, we have two pair of diamond earrings in these mystery boxes. So if you're feeling lucky, you definitely want to get one of those. Let's see. We also have a wine pool, but we have several very notable bottles of wine that are in the wine pool. And just a really good evening to come and enjoy good fellowship, good food and drink, and to be shareholders in the cause and mission of the Cancer Foundation League, which is to improve and help the lives of cancer patients here in Northeast Louisiana, and also providing free to the public screenings for residents here in Northeast Louisiana.
Right. Let's touch upon that. How exactly does it go about with the services that it provides for those who have been diagnosed with cancer?
We have a one-page application form, Bob, and basically, if you can just think of this, the criteria generally are very simple. Number one, to be a resident of Northeast Louisiana and or to be receiving treatment here in Northeast Louisiana. As far as patient services, that is our biggest emphasis right now, and I just happen to have some data. And in the month of January, which we just finished, the Cancer Foundation League dispersed $16,088.23 in patient services. Those are things like transportation. I personally live in West Monroe, so it would not really be real hard for me to get to Monroe to have cancer treatments, but you've got to put yourself in the place of people that live in outlying rural parishes that come here for treatments. A really big chunk of our monies this time of year are going to utility expenses. To be honest, it's very important to keep the heat on because, you know, cancer patients suffer with the disease, but the disease, it hurts the family because of loss of wages and income and things like that. So that's a big portion of what we do, quite honestly, is help keep the lights on, help keep the gas running. We help pay for lodgings during cancer treatments. We pay for medical supplies. A lot of times there are programs for medication, sometimes not for the supplies that are needed with the meds. We pay a pretty good portion for nutritional supplements. And, you know, that was a really something I needed to learn about because, you know, chemotherapy kills cells. And it's very important in cancer treatment to keep healthy cells healthy while the cancerous cells die. So Those are the direct patient services, and gosh, we're just right. That's a really big thing right now with the cold weather.
Yeah. As far as the cancer screenings go, when do those take place?
Well, they take place. We just finished our breast cancer, uterine, and cervical cancer screening on January 25th. The next that will come up in May, please be watching for the publications, and it will be a skin cancer screening. And then in the fall, in September, we have prostate screenings. Now, these are free to the public. They are publicized, and we just welcome any and everyone, you know, to come and participate. The members of the Cancer Foundation League actually work the screenings, and then through the Louisiana Cancer Foundation, actually pay for the lab work and things like that. We have got a real good opportunity that's going on today. Vice Wilder out of Shreveport, Partners in Wellness, mm-hmm. has a mobile mammogram unit that for those people that required mammograms based on our breast cancer screening on January 25th, it will actually be at the Cancer Institute today to see those people. So we're real, real excited about that collaboration and partnership.
Well, Johnette, the gala coming up tomorrow night at the West Monroe Convention Center in Escape to the Alps, how can you find out more?
The first thing you can do is you could go by the Louisiana Cancer Institute. We also are selling tickets at All Britain Photography, The Coffee Bean, and Vu Carré in Monroe. We would love to have everyone come. It should be a great evening, and we just invite you to come and help us and be shareholders in serving the patients here in Northeast Louisiana.
Johnette Sellers serves as president of the Cancer Foundation League and the gala coming up tomorrow night. Johnette, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
You can hear this and other Landia podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.
Support for Landiap on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.
I'm Bill McCown. I'm a professor in psychology at ULM and interim director of the Graduate School. I've been a public radio listener, well, almost since there was a public radio, and I've listened in all the cities where I've spent time, New Orleans, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., Chicago. And I can honestly say that KEDM not only compares favorably to what I've heard from these other fine stations, but in many ways it's superior. It has always had a unique Northeast Louisiana perspective. It's some of the best news analysis that's out there. KEDM gives you the facts that you need. This is because KEDM is our community, and that's something you can't say about satellite radio or books on tape. That's why I urge you not only to keep KEDM on in your car or at home, but also to give. By giving to KEDM, I think you're just going to understand its value and appreciate it a little bit more. And that's what I contribute and encourage you to do so as well.